The holiday is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers, and it was established back in 1894 through Congress to set aside the first Monday, first day in September, as a national holiday to celebrate our workers.
Now, you've been Secretary of Labor for going on to a couple of years now. Give us a rundown on how you would rate the progress so far. What are the most important things that you would point to so far in the administration's history?
Well, one of the things that I'm very proud of is that part of our charge was to provide help to get unemployment assistance out to the 50 states. So the staff here at Department of Labor and out in the regions did a phenomenal job in making sure that we reached as many people as we could, and that continues to be our effort, because there are many people that are obviously looking for employment, and they need that unemployment assistance. And with the extensions that have been provided, we've had to work very closely with our states and also with our other regional offices. But what's really exciting is we've been able to institute some programs now for job training. So while we see people that have lost their jobs, we're also trying to get them into new jobs. So we've created a website that we're announcing officially on Labor Day, and it's called My Skills, My Future, DOL.gov. And I would tell folks to go to that if you're unemployed, underemployed, or don't have a job, and you want to find a new job and say maybe in a new area or industry, go on, enter the information. It'll tell you exactly what kind of training you're going to need, if you need it, and where the jobs will be located. I would encourage people to look into the healthcare arena, because that keeps growing. We see about 234,000 jobs added there. In green renewable energy, you see a lot of folks out in construction losing their jobs, and in the trades, many of them can make that transition into renewable energy and retrofitting, and also into solar panel installation and weatherization and restoring and restoration of old buildings and commercial buildings.
Technology is going to play a big role in this, too. Tell us about labor's relationship with technology, websites, any way to get the word out through more new media type technologies. Tell us about that.
Well, I would say that we're doing everything we can to really beef up our outreach to individuals who need to get that information. So going online, DOL.gov, and assessing and getting information from us is going to be very important. I've been spending a lot of time, many hours now, just talking to people over the phone, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, to try to get our message out. It's new, it's revolutionary, and I can tell you we're hitting a lot of people. And I think it's great, because that's where we should be. We as a federal government should be ready to meet the new demands and needs of the new technology that's out there.
And I wanted to ask you about the labor movement with a capital L, that is the big unions in the United States. And by most accounts, union membership is growing mainly in the public sector at the state and local level, and really is stagnant in the private sector. How does that change the role and mission and approach of the Labor Department?
Well, I don't think it really changes our approach, because our priorities are, number one, is to help people find employment, but number two, to also provide information and some sense of security at the job, in the workplace. So we've really beefed up a lot of our investigations in terms of wage and hour and OSHA and other divisions here at the Department of Labor. We've actually hired up well over 700,000 new investigators. So we're out there, we're vigilant, we're in the field. We want to talk to people, community-based groups, and others that can tell us where people need help. And we really are trying to be more transparent and open to let people know that they can trust us.
A big part of Federal News Radio's audience is the federal contracting community. Talk to us a bit about the Department of Labor's relationship with the federal contracting community, your role in enforcing rules and that sort of thing.
Well, it's very important. You know, I have a new administrator there. Her name is Patricia Hsu, and she runs the Office of Federal Contract and Compliance. And she's doing a wonderful job in reaching out to a lot of our federal contractors, hosting different seminars around the country. And I think, and I would urge people to contact us if they don't know who she is or where they might need assistance from OFCCP. Again, they can also go on DOL.gov to download that information.
And I wanted to ask you, too, about relationships that you might have with Commerce Department, because I know there Gary Locke is working very hard to promote American exports.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, of course, indirectly has a big effect on jobs. So do you work with Commerce in any way to make sure this happens?
Absolutely. We're all coordinating in many fashions, because we know that, first of all, we have to have good products that we can export, right? So we want to make sure that we level the playing field when we are exporting and importing goods, and certainly we want to build up our manufacturing base and kind of go back to where we were in previous years, where we were actually producing things. And I think the American public is on our side when you start talking about that, whether it's developing new technology or advanced vehicles or pharmaceutical, all kinds of things that we know we can really attach ourselves to and work hard at to improve the livelihood of American workers here.
As we've taken a look back at what has been accomplished in the past year and some change at the Department of Labor, let's now look into the future. Peer into your crystal ball and share with us what your goals are and how you're going to achieve those.
Well, my goals are to continually help lower that unemployment rate by connecting employers with the trained workers, and that's going to be a continuum. We are now going to be looking at how we can try to expand our reach by working in collaboration with community colleges, with community-based groups, and other service providers so that even though unemployment insurance might run out in certain places, that people can still have a safety net out there to find out other alternatives to find jobs, but also training. That's going to be first and foremost.
By the way, we're speaking with the Secretary of Labor, Hilda Solis.
And getting back to the more specific idea of Labor Day itself, kind of a fun idea, you changed around that traditional State of the American Worker speech that's normally given, and you put together a video.
Well, we went virtual, so we have a video that's available on our website, DOL.gov. We also have other information that's being played out there, and I'm very excited that on Labor Day, I'm going to be out with the president. And we're going to be in Milwaukee, and we'll be talking to workers. We'll be talking to about a crowd of about 10,000, I believe. So that's exciting. That's a good part of the job, to be able to connect with people. And I've been spending a lot of time out in the field across the country visiting places that are in need of our assistance and help and trying to bring together public and private partnerships so that we can create good-paying jobs here.
And one of the trends in jobs and the way people work, there's a great increase over the past few years in the number of people that freelance, that don't have a fixed employer, but they may be long-term on a contractor basis. What can the Labor Department do, or what does the Labor Department do to make sure they're not left behind when it comes to fair labor practices and so forth for people that aren't directly connected with companies but yet work for them as contractors?
Well, I think people need to be aware. We have a lot of issues regarding independent contractors and sometimes the misuse of that category. So we certainly want people to be made aware of that and corporations and major employers. So, again, if people have questions and concerns, I direct them to DOL.gov. And if people want to talk to me directly, you talked about how people can connect to me, we have talktosolis@DOL.gov.
And do you look at the inbox yourself?
Oh, yes, I do. Believe me, we read through the nice ones and the bad ones.
Well, is there anything that you saw that said, hey, we got to do something about this recently?
I get a lot of that, and I get it directly when I go out in the field from people. I just want to, you know, really let people know, especially federal workers and folks that are helping to support the federal government, that number one is that we provide the very best public service that we can, and I think that's for all of us a big priority with this administration, and making sure that we can do that in a manner that's a helpful and good environment at the federal level and out in the regional offices. So I just want to wish everyone a very happy Labor Day and best wishes, and let's keep moving. We've got so many people out there to help.